Bhaktim mohu pravahatam tvayi me prasango.
Bhaktim
mohu pravahatam tvayi me prasango.
Bhaktim mohu pravahatam tvayi me prasango.
Bhuyad ananta mahatam amalashayanam. Bhuyad ananta mahatam amalashayantam. Yenan jaso balan uru vyasanam bhavabdim. Yenan jaso balam uru vyasanam bhavabdim. Neshe bhavad gunakatam ritapanamatta.
Neshe bhavad gunakatam ritapanamatta.
Devotional service.
Mohu.
Constantly.
Constantly.
Pravahatam.
Pravahatam.
Of those who perform.
Of those who perform.
Twayi.
Twayi.
Unto you.
Unto you.
Me.
Me.
My.
Prasanga.
Prasanga.
Intimate association.
Bhuyat.
Bhuyat.
May it become.
May it
become. Ananta.
Ananta.
O unlimited.
O unlimited.
Mahatam.
Mahatam.
Of the great devotees.
Amala
Ashayanam. Whose hearts are freed from material contamination. Yena.
Yena.
By which.
By which.
Anjasa.
Anjasa.
Easily.
Easily.
Ubanam.
Ubanam.
Terrible.
Terrible.
Uru.
Uru.
Great.
Great.
Vyasanam.
Vyasanam.
Full of danger.
Baba
Abdim. The ocean of material existence. Neshe. I shall cross. Bhavat. Your. Guna.
Transcendental qualities.
Kata. Pastime.
Amrita.
Nectar.
Eternal.
Pana,
by drinking.
Mataha,
mad.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Dhruva Maharaj continued, O unlimited Lord, kindly bless me so that I may associate with great devotees. You don't need to put... Excuse me. You don't need to put that away right now.
Why did you do this?
You can sit down or you can go out. Make your choice. Make your choice. Put that down now.
Is that what you're saying? What have I done?
No. Quiet down and sit down. Okay. Dhruva Maharaj continued. O unlimited Lord, kindly bless me so that I may associate with great devotees who engage in your transcendental loving service constantly, as the waves of a river constantly flow. Such transcendental devotees are completely situated in an uncontaminated state of life. By the process of devotional service, I shall surely be able to cross the nascent ocean of material existence, which is filled with the waves of blazing, fire-like dangers. It will be very easy for me, for I am becoming mad, to hear about your transcendental qualities and pastimes, which are eternally existent. Purport. The significant point in Dhruva Maharaja's statement is that he wanted the association of pure devotees. Transcendental devotional service cannot be complete and cannot be relishable without the association of devotees. We have therefore established the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Anyone who is trying to be aloof from this Krishna Consciousness Society and yet engage in Krishna Consciousness is living in a great hallucination, for this is not possible. From this statement by Dhruva Maharaj, it is clear that unless one is associated with devotees, his devotional service does not mature. It does not become distinct from material activities. The Lord says, you can sit down.
I'm going there, actually.
No, you're not going there. You can sit down. We're having class. This is the etiquette during our classes.
Etiquette.
Right? You can sit over there and just sit.
Is that what you're saying?
Sit down.
I'm going out.
Okay.
The way you speak, I don't need it.
Thank you. From this statement by Dhruva Maharaj, it is clear that unless one is associated with his devotees, his devotional service does not mature. It does not become distinct from material activities. The Lord says, Satam prasangam mama virya samvido bhavanti hritkana rasayana. Only in the association of pure devotees can the words of Lord Krishna be fully potent and relishable to the heart and ear. Dhruva Maharaj explicitly wanted the association of devotees. That association in devotional activities is just like the waves of an incessantly flowing river. In our Krishna consciousness society, we have full engagement 24 hours a day. Every moment of our time is always busily engaged in the service of the Lord. This is called the incessant flow of devotional service. A Mayavadi philosopher may question us, you may be very happy in the association of devotees, but what is your plan for crossing the ocean of material existence? Dhruva Maharaja's answer is that it is not very difficult. He clearly says that this ocean can be crossed very easily if one simply becomes mad to hear the glories of the Lord. Bhavad Guna Kata. For anyone who persistently engages in hearing the topics of the Lord from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, and who is actually addicted to this process, just as one becomes addicted to intoxicants, it is very easy to cross the nescience of material existence. The ocean of material nescience is compared to the blazing fire. But to a devotee, this blazing fire is insignificant because he is completely absorbed in devotional service. Although the material world is blazing fire to a devotee, it appears full of pleasure. Vishwam Purna Sukhayate. The purport of this statement by Dhruva Maharaj is that devotional service in the association of devotees is the cause of the development of further devotional service. By devotional service only is one elevated to the transcendental planet Goloka Vrindavan. And there also there is only devotional service. For the activities of devotional service both in this world and in the spiritual world are one and the same. Devotional service does not change. The example of a mango can be given here. If one gets an unripe mango, it is still a mango. And when it is ripe, it remains the same mango. But it has become more tasteful and relishable. Similarly, there is devotional service performed according to the direction of the spiritual master and the injunctions and regulative principles of Shastra. And there is devotional service in the spiritual world rendered directly in association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But they are both the same. There is no change. The difference is that one stage is unripe and the other is ripe and more relishable. It is possible to mature in devotional service only in the association of devotees. Amagyan timadandasya gananjana shalakaya chakshun militam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swa Pedantikam Vancha Kalpata Rubyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhavacha Petitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is the pastime of Dhruva Maharaj. So Dhruva Maharaj has attained perfection. Perfection means sajja. Sajja means the goal, what we're aiming for. Rupa Goswami describes this in the Nectar of Devotion, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. There is sadhana and there is sajja. Sadhana bhakti means we are practicing devotional service, and Prabhupada speaks about this in this purport. And then sajja means the goal which we're aiming to attain. No, that is called bhava bhakti, or ultimately prema bhakti. That is the goal. So everything that we do in devotional service is aiming towards that end, towards achieving sajja, which means bhava or prema bhakti, which means devotional service in perfection. It is said that Lord Chaitanya has divided the Vedic literatures into three categories. There is Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana Tattva. Tattva means the truth or the essence. So, when Lord Chaitanya is describing these three divisions in the Vedic literatures, first of all, he says Sambandha, he says Krishna Sambandha. Sambandha, the word literally means relationship. So how does everything relate to Krishna? How does Krishna relate to his creation? In the introduction to the Bhagavatam, Prabhupada said the Srimad Bhagavatam does not speak about God. It speaks about the...
No,
that's not what Prabhupada says. What does he say? He says the Bhagavatam speaks about the absolute truth. It doesn't speak about God. It speaks about the absolute truth. Because God is singular. The absolute truth means God and everything related to God in his creation. So how does Krishna relate to everything? That is Sambandha Gyan. No? How does Krishna relate to the spiritual potency? The para prakriti, or the superior energy. How does Krishna relate to the apara prakriti, this secondary creation, the dull material energy? How does he relate to the tatashta shakti? The jiva is the marginal potency, all of us. How does it relate to Shiva tattva, Shakti tattva, all these different subject matters? That is the absolute truth. That is Sambandha Gyan. So Krishna is Sambandha. How does Krishna relate to everything? And the Bhagavatam explains everything perfectly. The problem these days is that people don't read the Bhagavatam. And they become confused. Is anyone here from India? Okay, some of you are from India. Okay, so in India, the problem is these days, people do not read the Bhagavatam, and therefore they are confused about how the absolute truth correlates or works together. There's a great deal of confusion. They think Shiva is supreme, they think Brahma is supreme, and they think Vishnu is supreme, and the guna avatars. They think everyone is supreme. Just like Devamrita Swami was saying that he was at the Rath Yatra in Jagannath Puri. And in the Rath Yatra in Puri, the parade goes for a long time. So the devotees kept a room for the sannyasis so that if they needed a break during the parade, they could go up and stay in the room in the hotel. So Devamrita Swami had a break and he went up to the room. And the television was on. And they had live broadcast of the Ratha Yatra parade. But the commentator, he was explaining, as Jagannath, Balaram, Subhadra were on their carts going down on the Ratha Yatra, going on the parade, the commentator said that Jagannath represents Vishnu, Subhadra represents Durga, and Baladev represents Mahadev, Shiva. So that's not in the Bhagavatam. You read the Bhagavatam, show me where that is. There is no authority. There is no authority in the statement. It is all speculation. Now, the Bhagavatam teaches us Sambandhagyan perfectly, how everything relates to Krishna. Krishna is to Bhagavan Swayam. He is the fountainhead of everything. Prabhupada said, Supreme Personality of Godhead. When I first became a Hare Krishna devotee, I never heard this word, Godhead. Why does Prabhupada say Godhead? Why not just Supreme God? Why does Prabhupada say Godhead? It was like fountainhead. The fountainhead. From the fountainhead, the whole fountain comes. And Krishna is Godhead. From him, everything comes. Ete chamsa, kalapumsa, amsha. All the different personalities come from one person. Sri Krishna, Chandra Bhagavan. So this is the Sambandha Gyan. So Bhagavatam speaks of Sambandha, relationship, perfect relationship. And then Abhideya. When Lord Chaitanya is describing this subject matter, he says Bhakti Abhideya. The process, Abhideya means process, the path. How to reach Krishna. How does the jiva, how do we, contact God? What is the medium? One thing comes in contact with the other. You need something to connect it. It is bhakti. Lord Chaitanya says, bhakti abhideya. Bhakti yoga. Yoga means the connection. It is through prayachchahati. Krishna says that if you offer any of these, and it's interesting, if you analyze that verse, it's a very simple verse on one level. If you study that verse, it appears very simple. It's a very famous verse. Most devotees learn it when they're new devotees. Patram. What does that mean? Means a leaf. Right? Patra means a leaf. Pushpa. A flower. Phalam. Phala. Fruit. And todiyam. Some water. Interesting. Krishna in the in his grammar, it is singular. He's literally saying a leaf, right? A flower, one fruit, some water, right? So Krishna is just saying that's all you need to capture God. That's all you need to completely control God. He can be controlled by one leaf. But it's how you offer that leaf. The feeling in which that leaf is offered, whether God is controlled and connected to and conquered or not. It is the feeling. Because Krishna says, Ashnami. He says, I accept that. I relish that. I will take that. But it must be, the mood must be correct. The bhakti. So you offer the offering to Krishna, but what is the mood in the offering? Krishna can become completely subjugated. The verses of Bhagavad Gita are very deep. We just say Patram Pushpam Valam Toyam Yome Bhaktya Prachya. We just say, just chant it without thinking. They're very deep verses. Krishna is literally saying, you can control me. He's giving the secret, how to control me, how to conquer me. But we have to have the right devotional mood. So bhakti is the way to connect to Krishna. And if we connect to Krishna through bhakti, we can love Krishna. And then the goal, the process is bhakti. Krishna is the object. And then prayojana. Prayojana means It means like the final goal, the prayojana. The prayojana is, Lord Chaitanya says, prema. Prema, prayojana. That is the goal of our life. Everything we do in the Hare Krishna movement is for one thing. Rupa Goswami quotes, always remember Krishna,
never
forget Krishna. Everything we do in the Hare Krishna movement is for one thing, to develop prema, love for Krishna. If you're not developing love for Krishna, then what are you doing? What is the point? If our attachment to Krishna is not increasing daily, then what is the point? You have to look at yourself. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, every Ekadashi, examine yourself and see how much progress did I make from the last Ekadashi. Every Ekadashi, look at yourself. Every year, look at yourself. Myself, I look at myself mainly Kartik Mas. Kartik comes. Kartik for me is important. The 64 Angas of Bhakti, devotion. To follow the Kartik Vrat is one of the Angas. For me, it is one of the most powerful items in devotional service of my devotional life, following the Kartik Vrat. So every Kartik, I look at myself carefully and I say, did I progress from the last Kartik, 1 year? Am I making progress? If I'm not making progress, then what am I doing? Don't waste time and don't miss the opportunity to develop your Krishna consciousness. Have I become more Krishna conscious in the last 12 months? You have to look at yourself, because time is short, life is short. I used to go and see my grandmother before she passed away. She passed away at 89. But every time I used to go and see her, she'd say, where does all the time go? She said, just a few moments ago I was four years old. Then I was 20, then 50, and then 70, and now I'm 89. Like that. Time goes very quickly, so do not waste time. So prayojana, the goal is prema. That is sadhya. Sadhya means the goal. What is our goal? It is develop love for Krishna. So here, this pastime is very significant, very important. And we see that Dhruva Maharaj, in this chapter, he attains the goal. What is the goal? Srila Prabhupada says the goal of the Krishna consciousness movement is that you can see Krishna face to face. Just like we can all see each other now, right? That's the goal, to see Krishna like this. And Prabhupada said the goal is to see Krishna face to face, and you take him by the hand and you can lead him like Mother Yashoda. Prabhupada said that is the goal of the Hare Krishna movement. So don't waste time. We should be always going towards that goal, seeing Krishna face to face. That's the goal. It's nothing else. Right? It's not that I memorized the whole Bhagavad Gita. I can chant all the slokas, 700 slokas, I know them. Okay, you know all the slokas, but do you have love for Krishna? Bhakti Tirtha Swami used to write about all these things. Bhakti Tirtha Swami used to say, now I'm a guru. He's writing very confidentially. Now I'm a guru. But then he was having a conversation with Prabhupada in his mind. But then his guru was saying to him, but do you have love for Krishna? Yeah. Now I'm a sannyasi, but do you have love for Krishna? Now I've memorized the whole Gita, but do you have love for Krishna? Now I've become an empowered preacher, but do you have love for Krishna? That's the goal. All these other things are just byproducts. Krishna, Shakti, Vina. If you develop love for Krishna, you have Shakti. You have power. But if you're just using that power for yourself, then that is not the goal. So here, Dhruva Maharaj, he attains the goal. He sees the Lord face to face. He's meditating, and then the Lord disappears from his mind. He's meditating on the form of the Lord. The Dhruva Tila. Has anyone been there to the place in Vrindavan? It's in Madhuvan. There's one place, and actually a little hill. It's probably about as high as the roof, just a small hill. And then Dhruva Maharaj, he sat there at that place, and that's where he saw Lord Narayan. So this is the goal. He performed the tapasya, the bhakti, the devotional austerity, and then he saw the Lord. The Lord disappeared, he opened his eyes, and the Lord was there. That's the goal. And then what happened when he saw the Lord? He said, everything I wanted before was, now I realize it's useless. What did I want? I wanted a kingdom. So if you look at ourselves, what do we want? Each one of us, if we look at ourselves, what do we want? We all have material desires and material motivation. Each one of us has some material desire. We want a wife, or we want a husband, or we want a iPhone, or some Birkenstocks, or everyone, we want something. Everyone has some material desire. I want a new sari. Like that. Everyone, we all want something. That's material. Everyone has material desire. But when you get Krishna, or when you get the association of advanced devotees, or when you're in a very blissful kirtan, or when you hear a very nice class, you realize all of those things are insignificant. But then we forget, and the next day we want those things again. So here, Dhruva Maharaj, when he saw, then he realized, actually it's all insignificant. So that's why we said in our last class that you have to become tivrina, intense, burn up those material desires. If you have the material desires, dovetail them in Krishna's service. If you want to get married, okay, get married, but make your ashram suitable to cultivate Krishna consciousness. Whatever you do, you have to connect it to Krishna. And then you become purified. Otherwise you'll stay in this material world. Now here we see, Prabhupada says, what is the main way for becoming Krishna conscious? There are five main ways. Lord Chaitanya says, there are five main ways to become Krishna conscious. Lord Chaitanya was going to Vrindavan. He was walking there. And on the way to Vrindavan, who did he meet? At Prayag, Allahabad. He met Sanatana Goswami. One of the great, Sanatana Goswami is just up there. One of the great acharyas. So Lord Chaitanya met Sanatana Goswami. And then he spoke to Sanatana Goswami. For how long? Ten days. Did he meet him there? Or he met him at Benares? He met Rupa Goswami at Prayag, Allahabad. Yeah, he met Sanatana Goswami at Benares. He spoke to Rupa Goswami for 10 days at the Dashwamedha Ghat, Prayag, Allahabad. You can go to that place where Rupa Goswami and Lord Chaitanya spoke for 10 days. And then at the end of the 10 days, Lord Chaitanya said, now you write everything. Lord Chaitanya, it is said, he only wrote 8 verses. It is said he only wrote 8 verses. Sometimes it says he wrote more, but he didn't write a great deal. But he instructed Ramananda Roy, Haridas Thakur, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. He said, now you write. And they wrote the works, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So for 30 days he met Sanatana Goswami. And he spoke for 30 days. And at the end of the 30 days, then he said, now you write everything down. So then Sanatana Goswami wrote all of those things. If you look in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the talks between Lord Chaitanya and Sanatana Goswami. The talks between Lord Chaitanya and Rupa Goswami. It's all recorded. They wrote everything down. So when he was teaching Rupa Goswami, he said, there are 64 angas of bhakti. This came from Lord Chaitanya. What's in the bhakti rasamrita sindhu? The nectar of devotion. Lord Chaitanya taught that to Rupa Goswami. So he said, there are 64 angas of bhakti. So he spoke 59 of them, and then what did he do? What are the 64 items of bhakti? If you want breakfast, you have to get all 64. I don't care. I'll sit here. Okay, everyone can fast today. No. So, he spoke. There are 59. But then at the end, he gave 5 again. He mentioned them, but then he repeated 5 again. Because he said these final 5 are the most important. So what are the final 5? Right. Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, and Bhagavat Shravan, Mathura Vash, Srimurtir, Shradaya, Sevan. Right. These 5 are the most important 5 items of bhakti. That's what Prabhupada is talking about here. Right. Sadhu Sangha, Sava Shastri Koi, Lava Matra, Sadhu Sangha, Sava Siddhi Hoi. Lord Chaitanya says. Lava Matra means, how long is Lava Matra? 1/11th of a second. Lava Matra means when you blink, that's 1/11th of a second. Okay? That much association with a devotee, you can become completely Krishna conscious. That much. The right devotee at the right time and you're in the right consciousness, that can liberate you. Prabhupada had that power. Some people only saw Prabhupada once in an airport from a distance. Right? And now they're devotees. So powerful. So Lava Matra, just a little association. So Prabhupada is emphasizing here, and Lord Chaitanya emphasizes, you need the association of devotees. Jiva Goswami, he comments on Rupa Goswami's work on the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. In his commentary he said, especially, it means advanced devotees. Especially. Any devotee association is good. But especially advanced devotees. And he specifically says, Rasika Vaishnavas. If you go to the first 3 verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it says that we should associate with those who are rasika devotees. What does rasika mean? It means they have taste. Rasika. Like the parrot. What does the parrot like to eat? What does the parrot like to eat? Very good. Mango. He likes mango. Mango is sweet. Prabhupada's favorite fruit was mango. So mango is sweet. King of the fruits. So the parrot likes the mango. The crow likes the garbage. He goes and eats anything. You see crows, they eat anything. You don't see parrots eating anything. They're particular. So rasika devotee, we need to get the association of rasika Vaishnava. Rasika Vaishnava means a devotee whose only desire is to hear and chant about Krishna. Now, when you get their association, then that association quickly elevates you. So you have to find that association. Those devotees who have taste for hearing and chanting about Krishna. So that is Sadhu Sangha. So Prabhupada is saying here, you have to get... Hey, you two boys, why don't you calm down a little bit? Making so much noise, moving, so just shanti. Shanti, 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 shanti. Hare Krishna, shanti. I'll just relax a little. So, Prabhupada is emphasizing here, you must have Sadhu Sangha. Association of devotees who want to hear about Krishna. That's how Dhruva Maharaj became perfect. If you look at this pastime, who did he associate with?
Narada.
Narada is rasika, Vaishnava. Hey, Dhruva, you do like this. And then Dhruva Maharaj did, and then what happened? He saw God. So the advanced devotee says, hey, you do like this. And you do it, then you will see God. Otherwise, you will not see God. Second process is Nam Kirtan. Nam Kirtan means chanting. But what sort of chanting? Once again, you have to chant in the association of Rasika devotees. Devotees who have taste for chanting the holy name. How do you get taste for chanting the holy name? Hands up if you want taste for chanting the holy name. That's good. Okay. Hands up if you have taste for chanting the holy name. Yeah. Some devotees say a little bit. That's good. If you don't have anything, then you're really in trouble. Yeah. If you've been devotee now 10 years, 15 years, 1 year, anything, you don't have some taste, you're in trouble. That means you won't be here for very long. You only stay in the Hare Krishna movement if you get taste for chanting a holy name. If you have taste for chanting a holy name, you will never leave Hare Krishna movement. Because you are intoxicated. Who is the most intoxicated person in this temple? What did you say? Prabhavi, yeah. Yeah, Prabhavi has taste. He does. Prabhu is unique. He's a unique Vaishnava. He's not like ordinary devotee. Like that. Yeah, it's true. He has taste. He's very powerful. But even more powerful is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was right there. Right? He was intoxicated with love of God. Intoxicated. When he used to chant, tears would come from his eyes like torrents of rain. When he would chant the holy name, intoxicated by Krishna consciousness. So you need association with devotees who have a taste for chanting, and then you will get a taste for chanting. That is the process. Because if you get that intoxication, you will not leave the Krishna consciousness movement. Otherwise you will leave. So you have to get Nama Ruchi. So that is there. It's the same thing. Sadhu Sangha Nama Ruchi. Bhagavat Shravan. Once again, you have to hear from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam, Puranam, Amalam, Yad, Vaishnavanam, Priyam. Right? Of all the Shastras, this is the Amala, Puran. There is nothing higher than Srimad Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself preferred to hear the Bhagavatam more than any other Shastra. It says, this pastime we're reading right now, he would hear it from Gadadhar Pandit, it says hundreds of times. Right? That's how much taste he had for the Bhagavatam. There's so much in this Bhagavatam. Like we said, the same with the Gita. Patram Pushpam, it's a very simple shloka. But if you understand the mood in that shloka, right, you will have tears coming from your eyes while reading. Like when Lord Chaitanya went to South India, he met that Brahmana. And the Brahmana was reading the Gita, right? And when he read the Bhagavad Gita, he could not even read Sanskrit. He could not even understand what he was reading. But he was crying. And Lord Chaitanya said, "Why are you crying?" He said, "I'm crying because I just see on the front cover there is a picture of Krishna and Arjuna. And when I see that Krishna himself is driving the chariot of Arjuna, it brings tears to my eyes because my Lord is Bhakta Vatsala." Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says this. Of all of Krishna's qualities, his supreme quality is Bhakta Vatsala. He is the servant of his devotee. So this is the essence. So when we hear the Bhagavatam, we have to hear it in the right way. From Rasika Vaishnavas, once again. Devotees who have taste. If you hear from them, you will also get taste. Lord Chaitanya himself, who did he hear from? Right? Gadadhar Pandit. Right? Because Gadadhar is Srimati Radharani. Who is better to give a class on the Bhagavatam than Srimati Radharani herself? The topmost of Gadadhar Pandit. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself every day would walk from Gambira to Todagopina, yeah, to hear from Ganadha Pandit. When you have a taste for chanting, that's how you advance in Krishna consciousness. Even if you didn't sleep all night, but still you come to the Bhagavatam class, because we have some taste to hear the Bhagavatam. This is the qualification. Then we will sleep. After that. So this is the qualification, right? And then, what is the next quality? Sadhu Sangha? Bhagavat Shravan, Nam Kirtan, then Mathura Bhash. You have to be in the place where the devotees are gathering. Vrindavan is the best. But interestingly, you can be in Vrindavan, but if you don't have associated with the association of devotees, Vrindavan does not manifest. It's only by the association of devotees that Vrindavan manifests. Just like one time I was at Brindakund. You been there? Brindakund, near Nandagram. You been there? Hare Krishna. So Brindakund, just near Nandagram. This is where Brinda Devi, Tulsi Devi, Tulsi Maharani. This is her place. Right next to Nandagram. Very powerful place. Dinabandhu Prabhu, he developed that place. He's made it into a beautiful place of pilgrimage. He says, whenever you go to Vrindavan, it can be a little austere because monkeys, pandas, and politics. These three things. So when you go to Vrindakund, Dinabandhu Prabhu says, no monkeys, no pandas, no politics. This place is peaceful. And it's like that. So he's developed this very attractive place. So I was there at that place, and then I saw the car come, and then one sannyasi stepped out, so I offered my bait. I looked up, Devamrita Swami. He came there with Dinabandhu Prabhu. Because Maharaj understands, right? You can go to the holy Dham, but unless you have association with Rasika Vaishnavas, the Dham does not manifest. That's the point. And then, the fifth item is Srimurtir Shraddaya Sevan. What does seva mean? Seva means service, yeah. And Shraddha, faith. You have to serve the deity with faith. Yeah. Means put your whole heart into your seva to the deity. Srimurtir. Right? And if you do that kind of service, right, then the deity will manifest. These are the five most powerful ways. So Prabhupada is saying here, Dhruva Maharaj became perfect because he followed these five processes of bhakti. Especially Prabhupada says, he took advantage of the association of the devotees. And what is the result? You can see God. Rupa Goswami says, if you perform any of those five, Angas of Bhakti, if you perform any of those five with even a little bit of faith, bhava, which means emotions for Krishna, can manifest even in the heart of a neophyte devotee. That's how powerful those five are. They can quickly elevate you to a very high level. So Dhruva Maharaj, he's attaining goals. This pastime is very nice, very important, because it's teaching us how to become perfect in Krishna conscious. Right? Akama, Savakama Va. Even if you have many material desires, if you approach Krishna, you become perfect. But you must follow the instruction of the spiritual master. Okay, so we'll stop here. Any questions or comments?
I can understand that for devotees, if you follow those five processes, then we advance in spiritual life, but it seems for new people, for example, if we bring them for Bhagavatam class, doesn't look like they make any progress, or even sometimes they don't know how to associate with devotees, just commit offenses. And so, my question is, with people who are not, who are really in the beginning, really neophyte devotees, Does do the five processes work for them as well, or just in concession? How do we preach to them?
People we're just bringing along?
Yeah, like new people.
Yeah, the process is so powerful that even in a neophyte, it can, like that, so anyone can get it. They come through an ecstatic kirtan, or they hear a nice class, or they take some nice prasadam or something, they can attain very quickly. It's very powerful. It can affect anyone. But we have to understand, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavana Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Latu. The living entities have been going for lifetimes. We forget this sometimes. We think people will take very quickly. But sometimes it takes time. Not everyone goes very quickly to Krishna. It takes time. It's lifetimes people have been traveling, and then suddenly, they end up in the Hare Krishna movement. Right? And it's like, whoa, you know, it's a big... It's a big jump to make. Even on the last week at our farm, we had one woofer. You know what woofer is. Woofer. Volunteers, they come and stay with us, right? So this boy, he came for... stayed for about 9-10 days. He left yesterday. He was going to stay a little bit longer. But he came, and then, you know, some meditation, some chanting, some philosophy, he liked it. And then Sunday night he came for Nisringa Chaturdasi. So it was like going into the deep, suddenly. You know, now we're talking about God, and God is half man, half lion, and He will destroy all of your material desires. And so all that. And then yesterday he said to me, he said, this is too much for me. And I said, yeah, I understand. I understand. So, and I said to him, because for many lifetimes you've been traveling, and then suddenly you arrive here. And we've brought you very close to God. But the fire is so hot, you're like, whoa. So back away a little bit. So he said, I liked it here, I like it, everything, but it's too much. He was just honest. I said, yeah, I said, I understand. So I said, you go, and then come back. So he went traveling, and now he said he's traveling around Australia. I said, we have other farm, Mwulumba, and all this place. You go and stay there or something. So we can't be disappointed that not everyone takes it up quickly. And it's a big thing. And God is a half man, half lion. That's a big thing. Do you believe that?
Sure.
Yeah, so you believe it. Right? But that's rare. Sudulaba, that's rare. Krishna says in Gita, Sudula, it's rare. So don't be frustrated or disappointed. Prabhupada said, don't be surprised who comes, be surprised who stays. Mm-hmm. So many people come, but who stays? That's rare. Somehow we got some realization. But even what we now, what we're practicing, that's taken lifetimes to get to. Right? So the others are just coming gradually. So you can't expect too much. Just keep giving, Krishna. Give the holy name, give the prasad, and give the books, transcendental sound vibration, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Intoxicate the whole Melbourne city, the whole universe, drown in love of Godhead. But who takes? That's up to them. Okay. But just keep preaching that. Prabhupada said, don't become disheartened. And my realization, it's becoming more difficult in some ways. We're discussing this. We had our GBC meeting last week. Right? We were discussing the preacher and myself. You were there? Yeah, we're discussing. We're having the preacher. We're all preachers. So we got together. We have some preaching sangha. We have to, because sometimes you have to speak and give your realizations. You know, because then you go away and you think and like that. Oh, he's experiencing what I'm experiencing. So our conclusion is it is difficult. We're preaching. Right? Many Indian people are coming. Right? 90% I think here are Indian, right? Indian body. Because Prabhupada actually said the Indian people are already devotees. Prabhupada said that. He said they, it's like you're close to Krishna, close to some. He said they're close, but they have the back turned. Right? All you have to do is go like that, and they're a devotee. Like that. Whereas the Western people are over here. Takes them, they're a long way away from Krishna. It takes time. So For the Western people, that takes a lot of patience and a lot of effort. We should not become disheartened, just keep giving, and then some people will come. You came, I came. Yeah, so, yeah. We can't let them have everything. Some of us have to join us and take Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. You have to share your pakoras. Hare Krishna. Any other question? It depends who they're worshipping. If you're worshipping the deity in the temple, everything has to be very high standard. Melbourne is famous around ISKCON for having very high standard of deity worship. Not many places have this standard of deity worship. 7 offerings a day. There's not many places in ISKCON that have that. 3 large sets of deities and 3 chota sets of deities. Not many places in ISKCON have that. Big festivals, all these things. This is quite unique, actually. So in the temple, you have to have very high standard of worship. At home, if you have deities, right, the standard may be less, but still has to be regulated. You can't, if you have deities, you can't just, you know, one day like that. It doesn't work like that. That's why Prabhupada said, better in the home, just have a picture. Yeah. Picture is better. Deity means every day has to be like. And then I see sometimes devotees, they have deity in home, but then they go traveling somewhere or go overseas or something, they leave the deity. Should not be done. That's not the system. The system means every day. And if you have the deity, otherwise better you just have a picture. Prabhupada said that. Is that what you're asking? Yeah. Okay. Any other question?
I didn't follow when you said that you see Krishna and then take him to his mother Yashoda.
No, Prabhupada said that the goal is that you see Krishna face to face and then you take his hand like Mother Yashoda, because she takes his hand and she leads him. So Prabhupada said that is the goal. You see Krishna and then you take his hand and you can lead him. He will go with you. Some devotees chanting too loud?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they might know that the Holy Vesha, they have a taste for them. Only they will not.
But they chant too loud.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Okay, everyone here, because you're here now, don't chant too loud. Seriously, don't do it. Because even like, I don't chant in the temple so often, because, you know, I'm not here most of the time, but. They're like on Janmashtami and Gopanim, like when I come to the festival, and I sit in the corner there, and then sometimes I sit, I'm starting to chant, and then some devotee comes in, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Yeah, too loud, like too passionate. So I just tap the body on there and say, yeah, Prabhuja, just shanti, shanti, quiet. Just kind of quiet. Because you're with the group. So everyone has to be mindful of the others. So everyone here, don't do that. Everyone who's watching today, please also don't do that. Right? And those who are not here and are not watching, then tell them, Prabhuji, please don't do that. So just say nicely. Just say, Prabhu, it's too loud. Like that. Yes, I already answered it. Just say to the devotees, say, Prabhu, I want to chant here, but the way you're chanting is a little bit loud. Can you chant a little bit softer, please? Right? Last time I saw my guru, right, in Oxford, in England, last time I saw him. So I flew from Melbourne to Oxford to spend time with him. And in the morning, he said, come and chant with me. And I was in ecstasy. I thought, wow, I get a chance to chant my group. And he had temple room. His temple room was from here to Mahatma Prabhu, this big, like little room, tiny room. And he had Prabhupada Murti, full size, Prabhupada Murti. So Prabhupada was there, big Tulsi tree, like Tulsi, but big, like she must have been like this big. So she was in the corner, Prabhupada was there, my guru was there, and his Gaudiya deities, about this big. They're in Govardhan now, at the Bhaktivedanta Ashram in Govardhan Hill. There he is. So Gaudiya was there, Tulsi was there, Prabhupada was there, my guru Maharaj was there. So I'm in ecstasy. I'm like, well, this is, you know, just me and my guru, and, you know. So he said, chant with me. I said, okay. So, Hare Krishna. I'm chanting like this, how I was chanting. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. He said, after about two or three mantras, I just started, I had my eyes going, I'm with my guru, so I have to chant really good. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. He said, you are chanting too loud. He said that to me. He said, you are chanting too loud. He said, either chant softly or you go out. Right? And for me, I thought that was soft. This is how I was chanting. Hare Krishna, Krishna. That's not loud. Right? But he said, soft or out. So then I went to Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna. So actually he taught me, because up until that point I didn't know how to chant like that. He taught me to chant soft and still control my mind. And he said, actually you have to be advanced to chant softly and to control your mind. And he said, there are three types of japa. He said, one is very loud, where you purify the whole universe. That's one type. One is normal, and the other one is in the mind. And he said, only the advanced devotee can chant in the mind and still be fully attentive. But he taught me that. He taught me how to do that. You know, it's very bad, because you have to, sooner or later, you have to learn to control the mind. Sanatana Goswami says there are six items to successful japa, and one of them is mind control. The mind and the mantra have to become one, like the Kulashekhar Maharaj, he says, like the swan and the lotus stem. The swan puts his neck around the stem of the lotus, so they become like one. So when you chant, your mind has to go like that around the mantra. It's like, not that you're sometimes we're chanting, the mind's over there, the mantra's over here. It's like there's no union, no yoga. So you have to unite, so you have to learn. So I say to devotees, sometimes I chant. I don't chant very much in the temple anymore. In the old days I did, but you know, it's rare. But when I come, you know, some devotees do, I say, Prabhuji, just can you chant softly? You know, because we're all here. Otherwise I can't concentrate. I want to hear the holy name. And I want to hear you chant the holy name. That's not my japa. That's your japa. So. Is that okay? Okay. Any other questions? Yeah, quick.
I would like to know how we can estimate our remembrance of the goal of life, because usually we get distracted with secondary aspects when we try to keep constant remembrance of the goal of life.
How do you keep constant remembrance of the goal of life, which is to develop love of Krishna? You just do devotional service, everything we do. That's your problem. That's your problem. You became distracted. That's your problem. So don't be distracted. That's the answer. Okay? Arjuna was there, right? He had the arrow, right? And he's aiming at the bird. You know the story. Right? So Dronacharya says, what do you see? Right? He said to everyone else, said to, what's his name? Yudhishthira, yeah, and then Duryodhana, yeah. So he said to Duryodhana, what do you see? I see you, I put down the bowl. Yudhishthira, what do you see? I see, put down the bowl. Everyone, right? Went through 100 of them. All the brothers, all the cousins, everything. Then he said, Arjuna, pick it up. So Arjuna picked it up. What do you see? The bird. What else do you see? Nothing. Huh? Tell me about the bird. I only see the eye. Right? Shoot. Back. Right? That's how we have to become. That's why that pastime is there. You say, I become distracted. That's your problem. You become distracted. See the, only see that. Ekeha kuru nandana. Vivasa yatmika buddhi. You say, you become distracted. That's your problem. Maya is tricking you and you're allowing yourself to be tricked. That's all. Maya is over there saying, oh, look at this, look at this. You say, oh, what is that? What is that? Oh, it's so nice. Ooh, ooh, ooh. That's your problem. Right? Advanced devotee only sees Krishna. That's the point. Does it make sense? That's your problem. That's your problem. And then keep doing devotional service. One time I saw my Guru Maharaj, Tamal Krishna Maharaj. I was a new devotee, maybe 2 years devotee. You know when you're a young devotee, you're mental? You know? Like that. Like mental. So I went to see him. And I said, all nervous and excited. Oh, I'm with my Guru Maharaj having private darshan. He's sitting there looking at me. Yeah, and his mind is probably thinking, what's this guy talking about? Right? And I said, Maharaj, how do we become enthusiastic? He just looked at me and said, follow the process of Krishna consciousness. Like, what is the question? How do you become enthusiastic? Everything we do is to teach us to be enthusiastic. So we say, I'm not advanced devotee. Become an advanced devotee. You heard that pastime I told about Guru Kripa Prabhu and Prabhupada? You know that pastime? Prabhupada said, rings the bell, 1 o'clock in the morning. Sat Sri Maharaj comes in. Where is Guru Kripa? He's sleeping. Go and get him. So he comes, sitting in front of Prabhupada. What are you doing? Sleeping. Why are you sleeping? I've got Prabhupada, I'm sleeping so I can serve you. Why are you sleeping 6 hours? Why are you not sleep 2 hours like me? And he said, Prabhupada, you're a Paramahamsa. Why are you not a Paramahamsa? He didn't know what to say. Prabhupada said, go and take a rest. That's the point. It's our choice. Why are we not Paramahamsa? Because we don't want to be Paramahamsa. What's stopping us? Say, I'm not advanced devotee. That's your problem. That's all. If you want to be, you will become. That's up to us. Nothing, it says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, nothing material can stop your bhakti or your devotion to Krishna. There's nothing that can stop us. The only thing that stops us is us. That's all. Even devotees, some devotees were in jail. But they kept serving Krishna. Nothing can stop us. Is that an answer? No, it means devotional service. Everything we do. You get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, you come to the full morning program, everything in that program makes you remember Krishna. And then after we take prasadam, we start serving Krishna. Everything is there to remind us of Krishna. That's all we do. You don't have to do anything else. You just have to follow the process. That's all. If you're not getting the result, that is your problem. If you just follow what we do every day, what Prabhupada taught us, you will get the result. Also, you have to be properly situated in the right ashram. That's also important. The pastime is in the 8th canto, Gajendra. And the crocodile. And Prabhupada, you read those purports, it's very simple. That has to be there as well. Many things of it. Okay. Krishna will look after you. We're allowing ourselves to be disturbed. Yeah, some devotee says something to us or something like that. You have false ego, that's the problem. That's the problem. Like Bhakti Tirtha Swami, right? He was in black body, in Africa or American body. So some devotees were racist towards him in the ashram. Everyone was white, he was black. Some devotees not treat him very nicely. So when Prabhupada came, he said, Prabhupada, they are racist. Prabhupada said, if you respond, you are no better than them. So things, you know, everyone says, you know, people say things to me. Even this week, some people said things to me, devotees. I thought, oh, that's not very nice. But if I become affected, that's my problem.
Just connected and sorry to kind of bring that stuff up, but in the seminar, some men were mentioning how they would feel distracted when they were away, kind of pleasure. But for us, it was like, well, that's your problem. Maybe it's kind of religious, also your problem.
Yeah, both things are there. I mean, we have to be within reason. We have a culture, a Vedic culture. So within the Vedic culture, you have to follow. You know, so, you know, we don't dress too much unchastely. You know, if the women don't have their hair covered all the time, and the men are all like, oh, I can't speak to her, you know, that's their problem. You know, so it has to be like a balance. We're in the modern world, but also we have to follow some culture as well. Any other point? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.